Now, the rest of the story. One cold, foggy morning in February, a London housewife named Sarah gave birth to a second child, and upon hearing the doctor announce it's a girl, Sarah smiled and then lapsed into unconsciousness. When she awakened, a nurse was nearby. Was the baby healthy? Sarah asked. The answer was yes. How much did the baby weigh? Sarah wanted to know. The answer was 8.5 pounds. And was she beautiful? The nurse was silent. Then Sarah, suddenly anxious, asked if she could see her baby. And the nurse said yes. Of course, she could, but she said Sarah had better maybe take some nourishment first. So Sarah gulped some broth, and the nurse brought in her little girl. As the tiny bundle was placed in her arms, Sarah gasped, because inside the cashmere shawl was, well, the funniest-looking little baby Sarah had ever seen. The infant had black hair, but some of it in the wrong places. For example, her ears were covered with thick black fuzz. The baby's ears were squashed into the sides of her head, and her nose was tipped out of kilter, and her tiny face was so tightly closed that it seemed that it would never unfold. And somehow, as only mothers can, Sarah blamed herself. Her own mother had told her, if you want a beautiful baby, keep your mind full of beautiful thoughts. And Sarah had done that all during her first pregnancy. And that first child, a little boy named Howard, now 3, was almost too beautiful for words. His hair was thick, a mass of golden ringlets. The eyes were long-lashed and heavenly blue, and his face was the face of a Botticelli angel. But this newly arrived little girl, oh my. Perhaps, Sarah pondered, she had been lazy and had not been thinking enough beautiful thoughts this time around. In any case, all she could do now was to protect her newborn from ridicule as best she could and pray that her long black hair would grow only where it was supposed to. Yet not even that prayer was answered, for before long the hair on the infant's ears had spread to her back and her arms, and the scrunched-up, funny little face grew funnier, and family and friends hardly helped matters. Over and over, Sarah would wince to hear, poor little girl. It's too bad that she isn't the boy and Howard the girl. And it was as though the baby knew. For more than 10 days after her birth, she kept her eyes tightly closed, and for a year thereafter, she refused to make a sound. But Mother Sarah grew determined that regardless of the baby's appearance, she would never want for love. And indeed, in Sarah's eyes, the child actually grew to be beautiful. And in the eyes of the world, as well. You know the song, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby? Well, it ain't necessarily so. For it was not until later that the peculiar body hair from this little baby vanished, and the pearly teeth appeared, and intense violet eyes became prominent, and a human mosaic fell into place to produce one of the 20th century's most breathtaking women. Her mother thought that you'd ought to know, particularly if your own baby does not look quite like the ones in the television ads, because her baby, Sarah Southern Taylor's baby, one day would be known the world over as the beautiful Elizabeth Taylor. Anyway, now you know the rest of the story.